Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, if you will, a liar, a thief, a braggart, and a cheat, and a man I am proud to call my friend, Mr. Harry Anderson. Disciples of Cool. This is Tales from the Flipside on the Diesel Punk Podcast, and this is a very special episode because I am coming to you live from the Houdini Room in the Casa de Cool tonight to talk about one of my great heroes that we lost today, and he's one of us. He is a Diesel Punk. He lived his life living a retrofuturistic lifestyle. And quite honestly, if not for this man, you would not be listening to this podcast. Because in 1985, I saw a special on Showtime that changed my life. And it changed my life so profoundly that I saw my future cut out for me like a well-tailored suit. To quote one of my all-time favorite entertainers and performers, Mr. Harry Anderson. In 1985, Harry Anderson did a Showtime special called Hello Sucker. And I had already been doing magic for a while and had loved the David Copperfield stuff. I'd seen, you know, Doug Henning and Siegfried and Roy. But here came Harry Anderson. And for me, this was, to quote Harry, a religious experience. You know, I grew up in the family of Teamsters. My dad was a Teamster. He was a con man back in the day. And the first magic I ever learned was in the form of, you know, a con betcha, bar betcha, that my dad taught me. And here comes this guy who is playing the kind of music I like. He's dressing in a very cool retro way that just really spoke to me immediately. And he's playing a character who is very relatable to me. He's playing, you know, this streetwise con man. Harry the Hat was his character. Although by that point, he, you know, Harry Anderson and Harry the Hat were pretty much the same person, very much like how today John Pica and Big Daddy Cool have kind of merged and become more or less the same person. Now, for those of you who are watching on video, you'll notice in honor of Harry tonight, I am wearing my wire rim glasses, my brown fedora, and a painted tie. I wore this to work today. This is my in honor of Harry Anderson outfit. Now, Harry Anderson left us last night. I was performing, and let's see, today is, April 17th. I was performing at House of Cards Nashville doing my magic act, which is heavily influenced by Harry Anderson. And I come out of the restaurant, and I'm walking back to my car, and this is about midnight. This is about midnight, and, well, a little bit after midnight, I guess about 12:22 when I saw the news. I just flipped out my phone, and all of a sudden the notifications popped up, and people were emailing me, messaging me. The stories were being posted that Harry Anderson had passed away, and people were sending me the links because they knew. And even people who have really never met me before, only seen me perform, they knew instinctively that this was a big deal for me. And I got to be honest with you, I've never cried over the death of a celebrity before, but I did last night. I shed a tear for Harry Anderson. When I look back at his act, and you know, he wore a double-breasted suit right out of the 1940s. He wore painted ties, fedora, white arrow collar shirts, wingtips. He exemplified the diesel punk style that I aspire to. He was the first magician that I saw that used big band swing music in his act, and ragtime. That was amazing to me, and it just captured my imagination. And I immediately started imitating Harry Anderson. Now, you got to understand, in 1985, I was only, 15? But Harry Anderson became the blueprint for my entire act. And I was a Harry Anderson, basically, impersonator all through high school, through college, basically doing his material on stage, but, with my name. But I was wearing the fedora. I was wearing the painted ties, the suit. I was imitating Harry Anderson, maybe just 200 pounds heavier than he was. Not so much anymore, but that was the deal. And that's been 30 years ago or more, longer. And I went back and I watched Hello Sucker, that special. I watched it again today. And it struck me how much of Harry Anderson's acts, and I say acts because he did several different routines, different shows, and I studied them all. I loved them all. It's amazing to me how much of that material has stuck with me and is sprinkled through my own act. Things like, but wait, there's more. Or that could mean something later on. I wrote that part. Or for me, that was a religious experience. I saw my future cut out for me like a well-tailored suit. Or this joke. A duck walks into a pharmacist and gets his prescription filled, and the pharmacist says, will that be cash or charge? And the duck says, just put it on my bill. Let's see, what else? Harry Houdini could get out of a locked trunk in 2 seconds. He could get out of a locked jail cell in 2 seconds. One time he got locked in Mae West's dressing room, he didn't come out for 2 days. That was actually a joke written by Harry Anderson for George Burns on Disney's Magic in the Magic Kingdom. My four-card Monty, my sidewalk shuffle routine, was inspired by two of Harry's. His three-card Monarch, which he ends the show Hello Sucker with, and another routine he did, Grandpa's Fake Cards. He did that on Magic at the Magic Kingdom. And both of those routines spoke so clearly to me. And I still use one of his lines when I'm doing my Color Monty routine. My parents took me to New York City, and while they were shopping at Macy's... Wait, I messed that up. They took me to New York City, and while they were shoplifting at Macy's, I found my way down to the corner of 42nd Avenue and Broadway. And there on the corner... with a cardboard box set up as a table, wearing a tie that looked like someone couldn't guess his weight, a battered fedora, and a don't walk sign behind, and the noonday sun in front, he played for us the Monty, the three-card Monty. And he gathered a crowd with a clever ballyhoo. Looky, 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 I've got it here and now, the most amazing and spectacular feat of Hindu scathopathy. He told us that he would show us cards that would walk, talk, and jump through a hoop. And when he gathered a crowd, he played the Monty, the three-card Monty. And I still use that pattern in my Color Monty routine. So all throughout, little pieces, just dashes of Harry are sprinkled all throughout all of my materials, stage and close-up. And he was the first guy that turned me on to, retro lifestyle. And after I saw that in 1985, I started wearing a fedora all the time. I started wearing a colorful or painted tie all the time. I wish I had the pictures to show you from my high school years, but they're buried in storage, and I don't know where they are right now because we moved. We're in a brand new house. But he inspired me to do that and to create a character. And eventually what would happen is Big Daddy Cool would become basically what it would look like if Harry Anderson and Michael Jackson and Randy Savage were merged together. That's who Big Daddy Cool is. Now, normally I tell people Orson Welles, Michael Jackson, and Hulk Hogan, because believe it or not, there's some people who don't know who Harry Anderson is. There are some people who don't know who Randy Savage is, even though he was a huge superstar. Ooh, yeah. That was the foundation of Big Daddy Cool, but the central post was Harry Anderson. So you know, it's really Big Daddy Cool was Harry Anderson merged with Michael Jackson and Randy Savage, and then polished with Orson Welles' sensationalist marketing mantras or philosophy. And that's kind of where that character came from. But Harry Anderson was so instrumental in my career and giving me direction in creating character that if I had not found Harry Anderson, I don't think you would be listening to this podcast right now. You would not be watching this. You would not be on this Facebook group if you're watching it live. The reason is because I would never have become a diesel punk. I became a diesel punk in 1985 with Harry Anderson's Hello Sucker. And it was cemented later on with the Untouchables in 87 and Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, in particular Smooth Criminal. And that was it for me. It started with Harry, it ended with Michael Jackson, and I never looked back. And if it had not been for Harry Anderson, though, there would be no Diesel Punk podcast. There would be no Tales from the Flip Side. There would be no Big Daddy Cool. And I would not have adopted the charming, likable con man style that I perform with. And I think I said this, but the reason it resonated so much with me is because it was relatable to me. I grew up in a house where my dad was a Teamster, and I grew up with guys named, Mickey Minnelli, Mickey No Neck Minnelli, guys like Jimmy the Fish, who else? $2 Deuce was a guy I knew. These were guys that, you know, my dad hung out with because he was a Teamster, and some rough guys, some gangster kind of guys. And, you know, my dad was a con man. And that became the foundation of the stories for Big Daddy Cool, but really jump started and launched by Harry Anderson. And I absorbed and devoured everything Harry Anderson did. And Harry really did live the diesel lifestyle. He was a lifestyler. He was always seen in a fedora, always seen in a button-down shirt. At one point, he did start wearing jeans when he was doing the TV show Dave's World, and he was playing Dave Barry. Some of you remember Harry Anderson, obviously, as the Judge Harry Stone from Night Court. And let me just tell you this. Judge Harry Stone was really just Harry Anderson. He was playing himself. He wasn't really playing a character. Everything that you saw Harry do on that show, he brought organically and naturally to that show. And I loved him even more. I was glued to my set every week to see Night Court because Harry Anderson was my professional idol. Out of everyone that was an influence on me, David Copperfield, Orson Welles, Michael Jackson, Billy Joel, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage, those guys were seminal influences on me, but the one that was the most influential on my performance style, my stage magic, and my musical tastes was Harry Anderson. And a lot of you, if you've not seen his work, You need to watch Hello Sucker. It's on YouTube. You can just bring it up and watch it. It's awesome. And I used to do that entire act. And today there is one piece that I do word for word with Harry's permission. He gave me his blessing about maybe 10 years ago, and that is the needle through the arm. So when you watch Hello Sucker, his trick where he sticks a 9-inch hat pin through his arm, I do the exact same trick with the exact same script and the exact same method. Everything that he did, I do. And it is a true homage. I do it as Big Daddy Cool, but I thank Uncle Harry at the end. And that's a lot of fun for me. 10 years ago, I got to meet Harry Anderson. Just briefly. I had written a book, I guess it's actually 11 years ago now, because it came out in 2007. I had written a book called Theatrical Magic, and it's still available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other magic retail outlets. I had written a book, Theatrical Magic, and in that book, I detailed the 5 purposes of magic as theater. And I'm not going to get into all of those on this podcast because that's not what it's for. We're talking about Dieselpunk. But one of the purposes of magic as theater was to reveal a character or to define a character. And Harry's magic was character-based, but it was used primarily to reveal something about his character or to establish his character or to tell a story. And in Hello Sucker, you'll see it. There are character pieces and then there are narrative pieces that are weaved throughout it, narrative vignettes. Really, really inventive, and I'd never seen anything like that before, especially not on a magic special. So it was, again, a religious experience for me. And so I wrote about him, and I wrote about his 3-card monarch. It's basically his giant 3-card Monty. And I wrote a chapter on his performance, his script, the purpose that that trick served from a theatrical standpoint. And he had read the book. And I met him at Winter Carnival of Magic in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. This is after Katrina, and he had left New Orleans. He had retired from TV and film. He had finished up Dave's World. You know, he'd done Night Court forever. Then he did Dave's World forever. And he was just really just tired of TV and movies. So he retired. And he opened up a little shop, a magic shop in New Orleans called the Odd Curiosity Shop. And it was only open by appointment. You had to call him up and he would come downstairs and open the shop and you could go in the shop. It was kind of a cool idea. He had made all this money and, you know, he was happy doing that. And but Katrina ended that, wiped out the shop because it was right down in the French Quarter. And he moved to Asheville, North Carolina. And there's a guy in Asheville, North Carolina named Ricky Boone, who everyone in the Southeast magicians know Ricky Boone. And Harry and Ricky became close friends real quick. And so Harry started going with Ricky to magic conventions. And, you know, Harry would be booked as talent, as guests, but he just started going and hanging out with Ricky. And so I met him at Winter Carnival. And he says, so you wrote about me in your book. And I said, trying real hard not to be a teenage fangirl. I said, that's right, I did. He said, yeah, I like it. I like what you had to say. I was, well, thank you. That means a lot to me. And inside I'm going, oh, my God, Harry Anderson's talking to me. And he goes, you know what? I need you to sign my copy. What? He pulls out a copy of my book, Theatrical Magic. He had it with him. And I gave Harry Anderson, my hero, my idol, my autograph. That, for me, was a religious experience. But we lost Harry last night, April 16th. Not only did the world of magic lose an icon, the world of diesel punk lost an icon. He was one of the first celebrity diesel punks. And, you know, I like to play this game all the time. Who do we think is a diesel punk? Angelina Jolie, maybe. Dan Aykroyd, for sure. Dita Von Teese. But Harry Anderson was 100% a diesel punk lifestyler. And whether he called it diesel punk or not, I don't know. But without Harry Anderson, I would not have become Big Daddy Cool. I would not have continued along this diesel punk lifestyle. I would not have found diesel punk as a community, and I would not have started the Diesel Punk podcast 6 years ago, and you would not be listening today to what I'm telling you. It's amazing when you think about the impact one person can have on another person, and even greater impact on a community. I only met Harry that once. That's the only story I have to tell. But he was really important to my life, and I'm gonna miss him, even though I really didn't know him personally. I was thinking about this today. I think I'm gonna really refocus my effort. I got 20 pounds to lose. I'm going to take the 20 pounds off. And I think I'm going to start working on a real deal, straight up Harry Anderson homage show, a tribute show, that I will perform as Harry the Hat. And I think I'm going to start developing that and hopefully launch it maybe this time next year. I'll have to go back and, you know, study his mannerisms and his speech patterns, because even though I've kept a lot of his lines and phrases, you know, I've adapted them for my own character and established my own cadence. But I think I'm going to do that. I think that could be really cool. I'd like to hear what you think. But tonight, I'm pretty sad. I'm pretty sad to lose my magic idol, a diesel punk idol, and just a great, great influence in the world of entertainment. Rest in peace, Harry Anderson. You will be missed. Now, if you guys like the Diesel Punk podcast, do us a favor. Post a comment and a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. Make it good. Go ahead and send us a note at feedback@dieselpunkpodcast.com or connect with us on Facebook at Diesel Punk Podcast or on Twitter at Diesel Podcast. And check out my book, Tales from the Flip Side, The Adventures of Big Daddy Cool and the Bombshell Kittens. Again, without Harry Anderson, that book would not exist. That's pretty wild when you think about it. Check that out. Post a comment on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And hey, while you're checking out stuff, check out my YouTube series, also Tales from the Flip Side, on YouTube. Make sure you click subscribe and post a comment, and you get entered to win our monthly drawing. Finally, one last pitch. I do a Patreon. If you like the shows and you want to just drop a tip in the digital tip jar, you can do it at patreon.com/bigdaddycoolshows. And that goes to help fund everything from YouTube to the live stage shows to this podcast. And that would be great. We just look for $1, $2, you know, $5 tops. Well, guys and gals, that is it for me and my stories about Harry Anderson. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure you tell 200 or 300 of your closest friends and family to come join the fun. And until the next time, we'll catch you on the flip side.